Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Hey, everybody, it's Crew Cap on Baseball today. Well, we can't stop talking about last night's ballgame, the Joe Panic at bat. We're going to talk about that some more when we come back. Well, Cap, you come to the ballpark today, and the place is still buzzing about what happened in last night's ball game. We're talking about the comeback in the ninth inning. Giants down 3-1, and in that inning they had 4 at bats where guys got down to their last strike, and in 0-2 counts against a pitcher that they didn't know, who had some of the best swing and miss breaking balls in the National League East, Luke Jackson, they all beat the breaking ball in the 2-strike count. And the Giants would go on to win the ball game and score 3 and in walk-off fashion. That just doesn't happen.
No.
That does not happen.
No.
Grant Brisby wrote an article today just as to how infrequent it is. And you take a look at the people since the Giants have been in San Francisco as to who've done it. There just haven't been that many walk-off guys. And so Joe Panic added his name to the list last night. And we'll never forget it.
No, I talked to Joe half an hour ago, and I just casually asked him, I said, were you looking for a 3-2 breaking ball? And he said, well, I don't know if actually looking for it is the right word, but I was aware that it was coming. That's Joe's way of saying, nah, I don't look for things, but I'm have an idea what's coming. And the mistake that was made by Luke Jackson is he threw it for a strike.
Yep.
He had first base open. All he needed to do was bounce it, and I think everybody would have been happy. But and he's got a good one. I mean, it's one of those where, like Bert Blyleven had one, Nolan Ryan, that you can almost hear the spin when it comes in. So that's the mistake he made. And Joe was, you know, Joe's about as calm and collect as you can get. And I told him, I said, I said, you have no idea what a great at-bat that was. Even if you would have made an out, it was a terrific at-bat because of some of the pitches you took, and you know that he ended up throwing a high-velocity fastball. He almost threw it by him. It was not a strike, and he fouled it back. But not just his at-bat. I agree. All the at-bats were fantastic.
You go back to Crawford. I mean, with one out, he comes up, and
I looked at the replay. Up, it almost bounced.
And it was a great, great hands at-bat. 2-strike. He beat the guy's best pitch.
He did.
And that wasn't even in the strike zone. And then you look at Pilar, another great curveball. He goes down, he hits that thing about 6 inches off the ground. Another great at-bat. Pablo, I don't know how he hit the ball that he hit to put it in play that got, you know, an infield hit. Again, 2-strike with that nasty breaking ball. But, you know, the problem with having strikeout stuff, and Luke Jackson's a strikeout guy. He comes into the game last night averaging 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. He's always going to think he can strike a guy out.
Right.
He just is.
Yep.
And that stubbornness got him beat last night.
Yeah. There's also one thing that, and this is a good team, this Braves team. And I think they know what the deal is, but they've got some really terrific young starters. We're going to see one tonight. We saw one on Monday. But they don't have any veteran guys in the bullpen. And you don't need just veteran guys in the bullpen to get people out. You need veteran guys in the bullpen to talk to these young guys before they try to get people out. I mean, that was the beauty of the 4 guys that we had. They tutored and they mentored, and yet they still got people out. So I'm sure that they're going to figure that out. We don't need to tell them what to do.
No.
But that would be very helpful for them.
Well, that's how you learn. You stick your finger in the fan.
You do.
And last night, Luke Jackson learned a couple valuable lessons.
Ouch.
And Joe Panik, he was our hero.
You're the man, baby.
It's Crooked Cap on Baseball. Enjoy this great game.